Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Let me just remove these headphones. You see, before listening to this audio transmission each week, I do a careful ear conditioning routine where I listen to an hour of an old man trying to get a baby onesie onto a bobcat so that when it's time to listen to this, my sound reception organs are comparatively grateful. And when they're not, I have the Spider-Man turn off the dark soundtrack. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I used that to record a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Wanderlost, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Blip-blop.
What's wrong, buddy?
Oh, I was just thinking about Garly. Oh, you remember Garly?
I'm thinking about Garly, too. I feel like the two of us had something special.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Well, I know, Chunt, you and I have something special, but I was saying...
Well, we have something special, but it's not on the level of Garly and I.
Okay. Well, sure. Look. No, buddy. Whatever you need to make yourself feel better.
Okay. Yeah. Great. No. Same. And also with you. And also that. And also with you.
Grab your hand. Hold on. Back off, man. Chunt, what is happening to us?
I don't know. Garly's tearing us apart. Arnie, here's the thing. I've dated. I've done the deed, is what you ask me to say sometimes instead of the word sex.
I will say, when you say it that way, it makes me think you haven't, though.
Oh, well, no, I've boinky, boinky, boink, in and out, and in and out, to completion. Arnie, I've done all that, but I've never had, like, a real love, you know, like... Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be nice to settle down with someone, have a long-term thing, get married one day. I've never had that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Hey, where's Usador?
This happens sometimes. Sometimes Usador's magic isn't working as well as it should, and his magic is frozen, and he has to restart all of his magic, and we decide to just start the show until he can get his magic to work properly.
Oh, yeah. It's probably like 2 minutes of not getting his magic to work. Or three.
I don't know. Here's the thing. Isn't it about time he gets some new magic?
That's what I've been saying.
This has happened enough where it's like invest in some better magic. Yes. Some more modern magic.
Yes. Get with the times. I feel like his magic, one, all his spells take so long, right? And it's a lot of words
slow
ending in like TH.
Magic. Yeah.
It's like osh, gosh, bagosh or whatever. Or sickle, bickle, bickle. Like it's a lot of weird words and it takes so long.
Let's say the part that we're not saying out loud.
Yeah.
Is he like, how much porn is he looking at with his magic? That his magic is so slow to start up.
It's quite a lot.
It's quite a lot.
Even when he's on the podcast, he's looking at porn. He, I don't know.
What?
I don't know if you stood behind him recently. He grew another face in the back of his head just so he can watch porn.
That's really unprofessional.
Yeah. It's a little... Oh, shit. Here he comes.
His magic is just...
Oh, shit. Here he comes.
Oh, wait, don't... No, don't... Chunt, what we said, this is between us,
yeah,
okay?
No,
and
no,
I guess
course,
our listening audience.
Yes,
listeners,
yes, yes.
Do not send us any emails about this at magictavern@puppies.supplies.
Unless you have recommendations for what you should or should watch.
Yeah.
Search terms, links. I'm sure that'll be fine, right? Your MacBook will be fine. Here he comes. Hey, buddy.
Usador, can you hear us? I know you're having some trouble getting your magic to start.
Yes. Well, yes. I sort of woke up this morning and it was sort of a...
Oh, have you checked under the hood?
And I just couldn't quite get the magical cadence that I needed going. But now I'm firing on all gems. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Chunt.
Yeah. I think you're right. Is that the noise he makes when he's watching the porn with his magic?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's a low hum.
Look, I can hear you both.
Oh, really? Oh, now you can hear us.
Every time I'm not here, you don't have to paint me into some damn corner.
Okay, sorry. All right, we were talking about your porn addiction, and we just want to say we're cool with it.
Thank you. Yeah, let's be sex positive.
Ooh, have you guys ever seen a bone mage?
Ever seen a what?
Bone mage? I don't know if you have them on Earth, so I don't know if we could search it in your phone, Arnie, but a bone mage, ooh la la. Just a beautiful, mysterious creature.
Never seen a bone mage. Tell me more.
Strange coincidence. I think our guest this week is a bone mage.
Bone mage!
Hey!
Hello! Oh, yes! Hello! Were my ears burning? They were, because you were talking about me.
My apologies. We were just talking. I was saying how bone mages are just majestic, beautiful creatures. I mean, take yourself, sir. You're very comely.
Thank you very much. You can't see me between all of my shawls and rags. A hidden face. A hidden visage.
Well, that's what I mean, is that you leave a lot to the imagination. Mm-hmm. Practically everything. And to me, that is the sexiest thing.
Sure.
Yes, mystery is very effective.
Can I ask, what do you got going on under all those shawls and veils?
Oh, please, leave a little bit for the imagination. It's pretty horrifying, honestly, out here. Pretty bad. Yeah, pretty rough stuff, really.
Yeah.
It might dissuade you from speaking to me.
Well, in our defense, we are good friends with a skeleton named Clax. So we've seen a skeleton before. So if you're just a skeleton
over
there...
Whoa! Pretty quick assumption there, bucko. Pretty fast. Oh, well, the bone mage must be made of bones. He mustn't have any flesh.
It doesn't seem like a ridiculous assumption to make.
Classic stuff, man. This is classic stuff, man.
Usador.
So sorry.
You have to excuse him. His magic is really slow, and brain is riddled from, like, porn craziness.
Well, you think a water nymph's made of water?
That's a good point. They are definitely not.
What are they made out of, though?
I'm going to guess flesh and bones.
So you're acknowledging, though, that you are made up of some amount of bone.
I've got bones. I've got more bones than you can handle, man. But I'm not just bones. I think it's really important.
I'm so sorry. Would you prefer I refer to you as Bone Mage? Do you have a name?
Bone Mage is great.
Bone Mage, okay. Bone Mage.
You know, with my job requires a little bit of anonymity. You don't want to just blow the load and tell everybody who you really are when you're collecting bones.
You, sir, the back of your head just twitched.
There's a bird in there.
Okay, wink, wink.
Is it your bird?
It's one of my birds, one of my friends. It's a bird, yes. I wouldn't say I own it. I would say we're friends.
I was going to say, if you own it, I could maybe see what you're going to do with its bones later, but if it's not your bird to own, I don't want to inquire. Be rude.
We're friends, but I definitely lay claim to its bones, so if you need those bones, just let me know.
You have claim to the bones?
Yeah, I'm friends with the bird, but I definitely will get its bones.
So you have clear bonership, is what you're saying?
I have clear bonership.
Well, if you're the boner, I would love to talk to you.
Oh, I'm definitely a boner.
Great. Do you have any plans for these bones after it's deceased?
I maybe kind of suck the marrow out after they've been roasted or something, but...
And you're dead set on that?
I'm not dead set on it. I'm willing to barter or trade. I don't know what you have in mind.
I'd love to get the rights to these bones.
Okay.
I'd love to just have full ownership rights of these bones as soon as the bird's deceased.
Okay, so you want to put an option on these bones. Is that because you want to actually do something with the bones, or you just don't want anyone else to do something with the bones?
Well, I'm a bone mage, and as you know, we collect bones. Bone mage.
Bone mage.
Bone mage.
We collect bones, and I'm in the business of bones, so anytime there's bones to be bid, I'm making a bid, dear sir.
Okay, I'll take whatever offer you may have.
Ooh, Usador, I know it's been a while since you've done this, but would you be able to, for our friend, the guest, really, the Bone Mage today.
Bone Mage!
Would you be able to summon up the power of Attorney?
Oh, yes, I could summon up the power of Attorney.
What's that, man?
Well, it's sort of like when a life force no longer has the will to live on its own, you can sort of have the life force for it by having the power of attorney.
See what I mean, honey?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Whoa, a contract.
Yes, a contract has appeared here. But before we sign anything, I just wanted to hear the Bone Mage's offer.
A very simple offer. You give me the bones, I'll take the bones forward in perpetuity. Moving forward, you have no rights to the bones.
Okay.
You can have one bone visitation over the course of the future bone ownership.
No, I'm so sorry. I have a clarifying question. Is the one bone visitation, is that one visitation or one bone?
Really smart guy here. Are you a lawyer?
I am, actually. For a brief time, I was the greatest lawyer in all of Foon. But I think I gave that power to Usador.
Okay. All right. I don't really like dealing with lawyers. They ask lots of questions. And questions are no good in bone collecting. I'll tell you that.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
The problem is, if a bone mage is asked a question, he must answer.
Oh, okay.
It is true.
Any question?
If you ask me a question, I must try to answer. Bone mage. It's just bone the mage. It's the law of the bone mage. Bone mage. It is one full bone visitation. Unless the bones have been used, then those bones, you obviously can't visit them.
Sure.
Bones in which are remained may be visited once.
I see.
Usador, if you're being given visitation rights, you should make sure you're not paying alimony.
Am I paying alimony? You have to answer.
As long as you don't, in the course of this contract being signed, get married, give the bones to somebody else, have a divorce, there will be no alimony.
Arnie, Chunt, we weren't planning on getting married during this episode, were we?
Guess not now.
No, but it's always a threat.
Okay. Well, I see. Bone Mage, in return for this, what do I receive?
Oh, I mean, we can go classic. We can go classic gold, if that's what you're looking for.
No.
We could go silver. We could go smashed coins. Or perhaps you're a man with particularly divine taste and you'd like some fairy dust?
You have fairy dust to offer for these?
We got pink fairy dust, green fairy dust, white fairy dust, red fairy dust, blue fairy dust, periwinkle fairy dust. What do you need?
Holy shit, Arnie, this is huge. I don't know if you know about this. In the 80s in Foon, everyone did fairy dust, but then it just kind of went the way of the dodo.
Oh.
The dodos are extinct here, I should say.
Yes, I desperately have needed, I don't know if you had it. It wasn't in your list. I've desperately needed some lavender fairy dust. If you can procure that, you can. I'll give you this bird right now. I'll snap its neck.
Oh, you're a lavender fellow, huh? You like to get tiny. Like to make yourself real small. You're a little freak, aren't you?
Yes, well, I mean, I have lots of things that I could make different sizes, small, big, whatever, but this is just one of the sizes I like to be and like to make other things. So, lavender fairy dust, of course, is a key component in the spell casting for such a thing. So, yeah, I'm a little light on lavender.
Yeah, I mean, for those birds' bones, I could knock you off a little dime bag, some lavender dust.
Okay, well, all right. Here, let me just grab this bird, and then...
Oh, you killed it. Interesting. Oh. You know, part of the contract, the bird doesn't have to be... When we sign a contract... It can just be when you go naturally, but it is dead, and I will take its bones now.
So that was a needless death, is what we're saying.
Yeah, it was absolutely grotesque.
Life is hard.
Crazy stuff, man. Anyways, I'll just go ahead and take these bones.
Can I say, before we get too far away from this, you mentioned classic gold. Have people moved away from the new gold? I know for a while everyone was trying to get everyone to use new gold, but are we back to classic gold again?
I prefer classic gold. I like how it bends on your teeth. I like how it smells. And the new gold, there's just something about tapping with it. You just kind of tap it, and then it goes away. And I don't know. There's something about old gold where you'd take it out, you'd weigh it, you'd hand it hand to hand. They'd give you gold back or silver back and change. Sure. But now with the new gold, you're just putting it, and it goes away. I don't know. I miss it.
It's so easy to lose track of, you know, because it just immediately dissipates into the atmosphere.
You're not getting a receipt, really, when you use the new gold?
That's right. Well, I ask my gold lender to send me a raven every time I make a transaction with new gold, and the gold dissipates. Then a raven shows up at my house. But then I have a bunch of ravens at my house that I'm like, What, am I going to save these ravens until tax season?
You're telling me you've got more birds?
Oh, yeah. I love
birds.
This
guy's lousy with birds.
I'm lousy with birds. Covered with bird shit, famously, canonically.
Would you be open for, like, a long-term bird bone contract?
Sure. I can kill some right now if you like.
No, I want to be clear. I'm not
used to it. You don't have to kill them.
It's tough. Because a lot of people think that the Bone Mage, walks around the earth covered in death.
Sure.
And dismay and despair. I just want your bones when you're ready to give them. No rush.
It's not so bad.
Have you thought about your marketing? Your branding? Chunt and I have learned this from Arnie.
Okay.
Maybe, but while being a Bone Mage is a perfectly acceptable and lovely career, perhaps you should be a Celebration of Life Mage.
Ugh, God. I don't want to rebrand, man.
It's a pain in the ass.
How would you feel if I was like, maybe you shouldn't be a wizard, you should be a magic user?
Ooh.
That kind of chop your hide, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. Okay. That sounds like shit.
Well,
yeah,
let's take a quick break, and we'll Yeah, thank you so much, Hardy. We'll grab some drinks and sort of settle the tensions here, and we'll be right back with more Bone Mage.
Bone Mage.
Bone Mage.
Bone Mage.
So, Bone Mage, what
Bone
got
Mage?
You in? What Bone Mage? What Bone got Mage. You into Bone Magistry in the first place?
It's a family job. It's sort of in the lineage a little bit. My uncle was a Bone Mage.
Bone Mage.
His dad was a Bone Mage.
Bone Mage.
And so I just, you know, I did a little bit of wandering around. I followed this band around after high school. Oh. Just kind of aimlessly wandered around from the ages of, like, I don't know, 17 to 42, just following this band.
You followed a band that long?
Yeah, my early years. Basically, my young adult years, man.
Sure, yeah, why not?
And then, you know, 42 creeps up on you, 45, 47, 50, 55, and you're still following this band around, and you're like, I should probably start doing something with my life. Am I going to become my uncle?
Right.
And then you're 60, 65, 110, and you're, the band's gone because they've died.
Sure.
They don't have the same sort of lifespan that you do, and... Yeah. You start to listen to the recordings, and then you start logging the recordings, and you start finding all of the live recordings that have been lost on magic cassette tapes and things like that, and old sonar discs.
Live at Winterland, yes.
Yes. And then you're 200, 400 years old, and you finally start the trade.
Oh, and I have to ask, you know, since you followed a band for so long in your formative years... typically, if you follow a band for too long, you start to sync up with the other concertgoers. Is that right? And then there is a greater chance that you might die at the exact same time as somebody else, and that's called a die-tie or a tie-dye.
Yeah, man. A lot of group deaths following this band around. A lot of tie-dyes. Really disastrous stuff, honestly.
So sad.
Sure.
Yeah, it's really sad. I lost a lot of good brothers, sisters, misters, and witches in between.
So sorry to hear that. But it sounds like you have an amazing library of wonderful memories. It sounds like you use magical cassette tapes. I always preferred crystal descants, mini crystal descants, but the mini CD format really didn't take off the way I hoped.
You know, I honestly wish I could have gone back in time and talked to a younger version of myself and say, invest in the newer technologies.
Sure.
Of crystals. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I'm a little apprehensive about that. I'll have to buy a whole new thing to play them.
Right.
And so I stuck with what I knew. I stuck with the magical tapes. And now I look like an old fogey, because who's got a magical tape player?
You're screwed no matter what you do, though. I had my crystal descants, but everyone was like, orbs, orbs, orbs. It's all about orbs.
Yeah. There's going to be a day when you can't get an orb, or somebody bigger than you decides, I don't want this orb floating around. And then they just take the orb out of the ether.
That day's coming.
And how are you going to listen to that then, huh? What do you do when they take it away?
Well, I think you'll just project yourself directly into the ether using some sort of... coma state or something, some sort of self-imposed coma.
Wizards always have the answer.
You said you're always suggesting a coma state as the next technology. What was the name of this band that you followed around for? It sounds like at least 100 years.
You guys must have heard of them. Heroes and Heroines.
Oh, of course.
Arnie, you think 17 to 43 is 100 years?
Well, no, it started as 17 to 43, but he was clearly then following them at least until he was 100.
Okay, yeah, sorry. But you start to have doubts about what you're doing with your life at some point in that span of time. It's not all just following. It's following and doubting.
And sorry, you said bones and arrows?
Heroes and heroines.
You know Heroes and Heroines, right?
Heroes and Heroines. It sounds familiar, but I can't think of their... Did they have, like, a big hit?
School's out forever! Remember that one?
That was a very popular one, because we had to cancel school all throughout Foon.
Forever.
Because people love the song so much. Forever.
Oh, those were the good old days.
I would love for someone to make a song that's just as popular. It's like... School's back in session because the children desperately need education here in Foon. They mostly just run around kicking up dirt and drawing things in the dirt. They just love dirt. They just love to hang out in the dirt.
Bunch of dirt mages.
Dirt mage.
Dirt mage. Dirt mage.
Do you know Dirt Mage, Bone Mage?
Yeah, I do know Dirt Mage. It's a dirty... I mean, he's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, obviously.
Weirder than Mud Mage? Because that guy's a freak.
Yeah, technically.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. Come close. Come really close. Come extremely close.
You smell a little bit.
Yeah, it's the bones. Mud Mage and Dirt Mage?
Yeah.
They're the same mage.
Get out of here.
Mage.
Get out of here. How is that possible?
They're the same, man. It's just when it rains or whatever, the dirt mage becomes mud mage.
You're telling me billionaire philanthropist dirt mage is the same as mud mage?
Yes.
Dirt mage obviously wears glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Mud Mage doesn't.
But Mud Mage talks completely differently. Mud Mage's voice is like, I'm Mud Mage.
Mud Mage.
How about this? Want to see something crazy?
Yes.
I'm a Mud Mage.
Whoa.
See how I changed my voice?
Huh.
I lied to you. I'm not Mud Mage. I'm Bone Mage.
Bone Mage.
Oh, so Dirt Mage. You're saying Dirt Mage is changing his voice and gets corrective magical spells put on his vision every time he
takes
his glasses off?
You're so close, friend. The glasses... They're just fake.
Guys, I think Bone Mage is Dirt Mage is Mud Mage.
Bone Mage, Dirt Mage, Mud Mage.
Right?
Do I have to repeat all of these?
Mud Mage.
Arnie, you don't have to do anything except for stay tall and die.
Oh, what?
Bone Mage.
Bone Mage.
I don't know if we ever got... Bone Mage.
Bone Mage.
I don't know if we ever got your name. Do you have a name or do you just go by Bone Mage?
Bone Mage.
Bone Mage.
Bone Mage.
Yeah, I think it's implied that... There is no other appellation waiting to be revealed.
Or not one that he's comfortable sharing with us.
I mean, I had a name before I became the Bone Mage, but that gets etched in time. That gets completely erased.
When you take
on the duties of becoming a Bone Mage. Most mages, you know, they sort of toss aside their old identity.
So you said your uncle was the Bone Mage and then his father before him.
Yes.
Do you become the Bone Mage after they... I'm sorry in advance, my condolences. After they pass away, or does your uncle just, like, retired and get his name back now?
When a bone mage becomes bones, a new bone mage is crowned. And he collects the bones from the previous bone mage and begins his journey as bone mage.
Whoa, Arnie, that's like you becoming a podcast when you die.
That's my hope.
There was something interesting in the way you phrase that. When the bone mage becomes bones, doesn't necessarily mean he dies.
Correct. Well, I don't know. I mean, I suppose there are situations where bones do get reanimated, mm-hmm. where skeletons become electrified and walk around on their own.
Sure.
And I don't want to get into a giant philosophical argument of what alive and what isn't. I mean, that can be quite complicated, but I just sort of turn a blind eye and get the bones. Is that bad to say? Yeah. Is that bad to admit?
You're mostly focused on getting bones.
Yeah, like sometimes I don't want to look at the ethics of everything, you know? Yeah. Is that bad? Like sometimes I just like want to eat something that was alive and I don't want to think about it.
I don't take any ethical issue with that at all. Apropos of nothing, I have a bag of birds here that happen to be dead. I didn't kill these. These are just some that I found.
Okay.
What happened to your bag of alive birds that you had previously?
I left it at home.
Oh, okay. Checks out.
So this is a different bag of birds?
Yeah, absolutely.
You promise?
I promise. Those live birds are still in a bag at home having the time of their lives.
Look, I'd love to just go ahead and get the rights to those bones. Do you guys know what you're going to do with your bones? Do you have plans?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Do you have big plans
question.
For your bones?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd love to get in the mix.
Oh, interesting. Arnie, do you have any plans for your bones?
I mean, I just always assumed that my bones are just trash and that...
Not to a bone mage! Bones aren't trash!
One man's trash is another mage's bones.
Yes, my word, I hate to hear that. Don't talk about my friend that way.
Thank you, you're making me feel good about my bones for the first time in a while.
Very valuable. I mean, important.
And I think, when a shapeshifter dies, magic users can shapeshift their bones into like a little statue or maybe like a charm or a bracelet or something. So maybe I'll be made into jewelry and I'll leave myself to you two and hopefully you wear me.
Okay, so it sounds like you've got a plan. You're not really looking to get rid of your bones?
I could get rid of some bones. Is there a specific set of bones you're looking for?
It gets hard when you start to break it up. It sure. gets hard, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I want issue 13 of The Walking Dead? Which, of course, is a very, very popular scribe novel here. In
oh, yes.
Moon.
Oh, yes. Yes. So popular.
Very popular. Fell off. Was really popular, and it fell off, and nobody talks about it anymore. But it was at one point really popular.
That's a shame.
Do I want issue 13, 17, and 19? No, I want 1 through 20, babe.
Arnie, are you familiar with The Walking Dead?
Is that similar at all to Fear the Walking Dead?
No. It's good. Okay. It's very funny. The whole thing is very funny. It's a very funny tale about a guy who dies here in Foon. I don't know why I said that. Of course, that's where he dies. He dies here in Foon, and then he starts walking around and getting to know people, like kind of like living the life he always wanted to live.
It's so funny. And sometimes it's just like, sometimes they just describe that he's like a quiet, goofy guy doing just like a lot of physical humor.
Yeah, Arnie, the thing that you told me about, that you said you loved, that you're reminding me of it, was Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean. I love Mr. Bean.
And Arnie, there is a Chris Must issue of Walking Dead that is just like you said with Mr. Bean, is just tremendous. Just top of its
game. I love Mr. Bean, especially how he cucked James Acaster.
Now, I don't know if I can offer you my own bones, because when a wizard dies, they turn into a beam of perfect white light that shoots into the heavens and returns to the realms of Ephesius, where the goddesses first did demand that we walk here upon Foon. But I am willing to create an entire duplicate skeleton of my own and give it to you right now.
That'd be awesome. That'd be great.
I just have one quick question.
Okay.
Are you getting nasty with these bones? What are you up to with these bones?
Oh my God!
That's a good question.
He's got to answer, too. He's got to answer.
You guys are so old-fashioned. You've never met a bone mage before? You're asking such archaic questions. Are you made of bones? Do you have flesh?
Now I'm worried he was buttering up my bones because he wanted to do something nasty with them.
God, I hate these misconceptions.
I'm so sorry. If I don't ask questions, I don't learn.
I will say, friend, just to assuage your concerns here, about 5 or 6 years ago, there was a traveling, I think it was called Boneworks. It was this traveling exhibit that went from village to town to lakeside bog, and it was like people's bones in weird positions of like fucking and handstands and, sorry, Arnie, doing the deed.
And muscular systems and the veins, yes.
It was just really... really disturbing.
Well, those are a bunch of dirty con men, and they're nothing. Oh. They're nothing of the sort of bone mages.
Okay.
Asking a bone mage what he does with his bones is asking, like asking a chef what he does with fire. It's like asking a barber what he does with scissors.
I guess his job is what.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
I collect the bones. I hold the bones, and when you need bones, you go to a bone mage. And you won't find me fucking them, and you won't find me sucking them, and you certainly won't find them inside any of my folds.
Oh, wait, one of his business cards fell out, and it says exactly that. You won't find me fucking them, you won't find me sucking them. Okay, yeah, it's on his business card. May I keep this?
You're allowed to have it, yes.
Okay. Ooh, it's made of bone.
Something that you said that I noticed there was, if I need bones...
You need bones?
Oh, I always need bones.
Yes! Part of a bones mage journey is the trade of bones.
Oh, I see, I
see. You want bones for a bone jewelry? I've got it. You want bones for a spell? I've got it. You want bones for a reagent? I've got it. You want bones just to have bones? Baby, I'm your guy.
Okay, great. Well, I do need a unicorn skull. Can you hook me up there for a special spell I've been working on?
I mean, I'd have to check my inventory. I could maybe curl around a couple of the bone men, but that's a pretty big... That's a huge bone item. That's
why I've been waiting. Yeah. I keep telling Arnie it's for his birthday, but I never get him anything. Because I'm waiting for this unicorn skull.
Unicorn horn bone. Yeah, let me see.
I don't want a unicorn skull.
No, it's part of the spell for your birthday.
Oh.
Sometimes you have to grind bones. Sometimes you have to dust bones. Sometimes you have to sludge bones. Yeah, you use bones for all different kinds of reasons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Bone Mage, you're pretty cool. I just feel like you own bones.
Whoa. Wow, thanks. That makes me feel really seen.
Do you have a bone home?
Do I have a bone home? Is that some sort of cheeky thing, or are you just asking if I have a place that I live? Do you think I live in a bone hut?
I mean, I guess in my mind's eye, I was picturing like a house made of bones.
No. All right. Oh. Maybe there's like my mailbox is made of bones. Yeah, but that's like cheeky fun.
I'm sorry.
I live in like a normal thatched hut home.
The mailbox lets people know that's where they can go trade in their bones or get some bones.
Yeah, and I have an extensive basement full of different bones and an archive of bones. It's sort of an underground labyrinth. Very, very well organized, though. I've got those trays that you can pull out and you can see all different kinds of bones. I have a refrigerated bone room. I've got a temperate bone room that's just a temperate rainforest where I put the bones that are just kind of hanging around. It's a really large basement. It's really cool, but just a normal house.
You know a lot about bones. What's your favorite bone?
The penis.
Fair.
I gotta be honest, that's one of those, I answer that question all the time. They're constantly asking, and it's sort of just like a loaded answer. It's a back pocket answer.
Fair. I always forget that the penis is a bone.
And for certain animals, it truly is.
Yeah. Several times, Arnie, when I've shapeshifted, I've had either a bone penis or even a cloaca.
Oh.
Arnie, do you know what a cloaca is?
Oh, yeah.
Bird bone.
Bird bone.
That's a bird bone.
Yeah, so what am I getting for this sack of dead birds?
I could give you like an eighth of pink fairy dust.
Oh, that's right. We got to get back to the drugs. We totally lost track of the drugs.
I'm going
to
give you this sack of dead birds. Where I crossed out the word live.
Dead birds.
And wrote in the word dead.
Yes.
These are all yours now, and I'll take some of that pink fairy dust.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Don't blow that all in one load.
I don't get it.
How do you source this fairy dust?
Oh, come on. Let's move on.
I just want to make sure it's safe.
Oh, come on. Here we are again with the ethics. Ethics and morals. Is it bad to put a fairy in a cage and milk its wings for dust? Is it bad? Do they want to be out? I don't know. I don't speak fairy. I don't speak fae.
Sounds bad.
I don't know. They have purpose, right?
You have to get fairy dust somehow.
People need it. It's medicinal.
Yes, that's true.
It's a lot of people's medicine.
You know,
do you drink milk?
Yeah, Arnie, you drink milk? You drink milk
then
all the time.
Then shut the fuck up, man.
Arnie, basically we also call it fe gua, okay? It's fe gua.
Fe gua? Ce soir?
Oulavu caché?
Fe gua is a fairy's liver, okay? And yes, they're caged and they're force-fed until their liver expands. And the milk from the liver, of course, the liver milk, goes into the wings. It's milked in liquid form and then dried out over the course of 8 to 10 days. And then it becomes a fine powder.
Do we feel guilty about it? Sure. But the thing is, you know, you have to have fairy dust. What are you going to use? Almond dust?
Blech. It's just as bad. The amount of water you have to use.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that you have to bring in pollinators. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. Look, I take really good care of my fairies. They get free flight twice a day. They're in the sun. Their cages are next to trees. It's pretty cool. It's pretty nice.
They're like free range fairies.
Yes, exactly. I put cayenne pepper in their feeds. So there's not parasites in their bellies.
That's nice.
I know in some places in the East, they even give beer to the fairies and then like massage them. And that produces some exquisite dust.
Really good dust.
Interesting side note. Arnie Chunt, I've been putting cayenne in your feed, too, to help you from having parasites.
I wondered where all my ticks went. Thank you.
If you eat enough cayenne, it can change the tinge of your bones.
Ooh, like a flamingo.
Let's take a quick break, but when we get back, I want to find out what we're getting for your bones. Now, Arnie, I want you to hold fast. Don't cave in too quickly. Make sure you get something really good for your bones, because you're very tall.
Yeah.
Your bones are long. And there's nothing that this guy's going to like better than a long bone.
Yeah, and they're earth bones, Arnie, so sort of a foreign bone.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's exotic, and, you know, he might covet those more, because you're one of a kind here, I have to
admit. It's true, I am from another world.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, I don't know if we mentioned this, but our friend's from another world, so...
Yeah, I'm from another world. I usually lead with that.
No! Foreign bones.
Yeah.
Okay, basically ivory over here. Very cool. Just going to crunch some numbers. Yes, okay. Yes, okay.
Oh, he's okay, just kind of tumbling bones in a little box there.
Yeah.
All right, good. I'm willing to make an offer.
Okay.
Ooh. I want full bonership. I want it in perpetuity.
Okay.
And I don't want... I want the whole package. I don't want you parceling out any of the bones.
Okay.
I want to be able to use your bones and put them in any position. Maybe pair them up with another set of bones and put them in another position.
Sounds a lot like Boneworks, Arnie.
I'm crunching the numbers. Ah, yes. Would you be willing to take some dirt and mud for your bones?
Arnie, take it. Amazing deal. Arnie, take it.
Now, hold on. Now, Arnie, I want you to think long and hard about this before you take any deal. I think you can get more than dirt and mud for your bones. But also, Chunt, I think this leans credence to your theory that this might be the dirt and mud mage.
I couldn't understand your whispers.
That was very perceptive of you, Chunt, to figure out that the bone mage is also the dirt mage and the mud mage.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, I think you might be onto something.
Mud mage.
Arnie doesn't accept your first offer and would like to see what else you may have in place of dirt and mud.
Okay, didn't expect that. Crazy. Pretty good offer on the table, bone mage. How about the scrotum of a gargoyle?
Oh, Arnie, take it now.
Take it, Arnie.
I want that, Arnie, please.
That's the biggest scrotum I've ever seen. So.
It's huge. Yeah. And at night, it does turn into cement.
Oh, Arnie.
Okay, that's good. I was worried it was going to turn into, like, flesh.
Does it change back every morning?
Oh, for most certainly.
Arnie, take this. This is the best deal you're ever going to get.
Or, I don't know, maybe you could just take some dirt and mud. I don't know.
But dirt and mud's back on the table already. Yes, say yes, yes, say yes.
Why is he trying to get rid of this dirt and mud? Why would I want it? Also, look, Bone Mage.
Bone Mage.
That is your real name.
We know it isn't. He told us that his real name was lost to the in the etchings of time. True. Yeah. And he'll get it back when he's no longer the Bone Mage, if he becomes some sort of animated bone man.
I guess my question is, if I give you the rights to my bones, and I someday, hopefully, go back to my world, then what happens? Like, are my bones trapped here? Like, do you track me down in another world?
Yeah, I'll have to go on a quest and find your bones. What do you think I spend most of my time? Most of my time is tracking down bones,
right?
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It's a real tough job. I have, you know, no matter how tall the mountain or how strong the storm or how fierce the dragon, I must get these bones. They're mine.
It does sound like a tough job. We've been very rude. Would you like to sit down? You've been standing this whole time.
Yeah.
I thought you'd never ask. Jeez Louise.
So sorry.
My bones are barking.
Oh, he set down several bags of bones. Some dog bones fell out there.
Well, as Arnie's attorney, I would like to take this moment and make a counteroffer. For Arnie's bones, we'll take the dirt and mud and the scrotum. What do you think of that?
Sounds like a deal to me.
Well, now, you know what? I don't want any of those. I don't want any of that stuff.
Why?
I'm going to keep the rights to my bones. I might use them someday.
Last offer.
Okay.
And I'm walking away.
You just sat down.
I'm ready to walk. This is business.
You're leaning slightly.
Well, yeah, let's see. Let me get this. I have a bone under my butt. I can sit flat.
It was a coccyx.
But we'll give you the mud. We'll give you the dirt. We'll give you them separately. We'll give you the scrotum. And I'll let you take a peek of my face. I'll take the shawl off for a second. You can just take a little peek of my face and know who you're doing business with.
Arnie, this is very tempting.
Goddesses. And maybe this is a bounty. Maybe, Arnie, you could maybe give him your bones in like 4 easy installments. So maybe you keep some of your bones so you can keep doing whatever you do.
Well,
right?
No, I keep them until I'm dead.
Oh, okay, whatever. Yeah, that's fine.
He keeps them till he's dead, right?
Of course. Unless you want to give them to me early and then I'll kill you for your bones. But that's up to you. That's up to you. Nothing nefarious.
Usador, can you work your magic? You said you could make a clone of your bones. Could you make a bone clone for Arnie? Can you make an Arnie bone clone?
Sure, I can make an Arnie bone clone. Arnie, do you consent to this bone clonage?
Bone clone.
Guess so. Is this a thing where I'm like a extra on a movie and you just scan my visage and my bones are just going to show up in movies without me being paid?
No, 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 no.
Well, here's my question. I'm seriously considering giving up my rights to my bone clone.
Nice, good.
In exchange for seeing your face, but my question is, can you give me a hint, how good is this face?
If I had to describe what my face looked like, most aptly, I would say I look like a background actor on a show called Glee. So, by that I mean an adult clearly playing younger, but getting away with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of my favorite traveling shows in Foon, Glee.
Arnie, an adult playing a kid and getting away with it? Didn't you say your favorite actor is Stockyard Channing?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what she did?
Yeah.
At 38? Arnie, you gotta take a peek at this face.
All right.
Hold on. As your attorney, I have to ask one last question. Will seeing your true face kill Arnie immediately?
Ah, you got me.
Damn it.
You got me. That's a good question.
Good,
you got me. If you ask a bone mage, he must answer. Yes, you would melt. Your face would melt.
Usador, good question.
Oh, so close. Dang it. You've got such good bones, too. Really good stuff. That's smart, a bummer, but no hard feelings, huh?
No. Yeah, hey. You gotta try.
We all came to play.
Oh, and I would have gotten all 3 of you, too.
What a hug. Because we all would have seen it. We all would have died.
You all would have seen it. Maybe even the bartender.
It would have been such a score for you, Dan. That's awesome.
Yeah, it would have been good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh. This is mostly what I do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mostly what I do. In between finding bones, I just trick people into wanting to see my face, and they melt, and then I get their bones.
Damn, really, really bone them.
Oh, we would have melted even. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, as soon as you see my face, you sort of melt. It's really gnarly. It's pretty... it's disgusting. Ah, dang it.
Yeah, you're like a walking Ark of the Covenant, man. Just melting people off their bones.
What is that, Arnie?
That was a band that I think opened for Heroes and Heroines maybe 400 years ago.
Earth people are loving it. Before we go, Bone Thug...
Wake up.
Be honest.
Well, if you ask, I have to.
Are you really... the mud mage?
You got my ass. Yeah, I'm the mud mage. I'm the dirt mage. There's only one mage. Okay?
Wow.
You got me. Yeah. I'm the bone mage. I'm the mud mage. I'm the water mage. I'm the fire mage. I'm just a la elemental. That's what happens.
But who's the ice mage?
Me, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
I'm so tired.
Are you mama mage?
I'm Mama Mage.
And the Age Mage?
I'm unfortunately also the Age Mage and the Time Lord Mage, which is very confusing.
Brady Mage, Handy Mage.
Yes.
Magette.
Yes.
There's no fucking way you're the Hedge Mage.
Ah, I wish I wasn't. Because that's one of that I kind of put on the back burner. You can't be good at all of the magedoms, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so a lot of the sort of green thumb areas, I've just really let rot. It's not for me. I'm really not good at it.
Mm-hmm. What about the rage mage?
Ha ha ha! You better believe it, babe. Check these out. Sunglasses.
Whoa, sunglasses. Whoa.
Don't look at his face.
almost got you. Oh, man, that was close. That was close.
So you're also Mage Against the Machine? Holy shit.
Yes. I that probably gave away, because if you ever saw me with a guitar strap, you'd see how high it was.
Damn.
That's what gives that one away. Yeah, but that's the crazy thing about the mage, is there's only one mage in the realm at a time. And it's an extremely important job. Like I said, my uncle was the mage of it all. Yeah. And here I am.
Are you the Nicholas Mage?
Yes, please. Yes, 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 yes. Well, that's a very good question. Very astute.
Do we have any more before we let him go? I'm trying to think.
Let me think. Mage.
Jimmy Mage.
Jimmy Eat Mage.
Yeah.
It's going to take some time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy Eat Mage for
it's
sure.
It's kind of middling. That's kind of right in the middle. What else?
It's like something with Sage.
Something with Sage. Thanks,
Annie. I will come and mage your house. If you're feeling like there's some dark spirits when you just move in, I can come over. I'll mage your house.
Yeah. Spat on my fan. I'm still just a retina mage. That's
do you get, you know, the boys who wrestle over there in the courtyard every Thursday? Mm-hmm. I did do the theme song for the wrestler Triple H, and I go, "It's time to play the mage." and that's probably all I can remember.
Yeah, is Grage a word? I'm just trying to think. I'm going through the alphabet.
Here, let me see if I've got one.
He's watching porn.
Gross.
I guess sometimes, like, I'll remember something that I love, and then I'll use parts of it in other things that I'm making, and it's sort of an omage.
Oh, you're the omage, huh?
Oh, so you can orgasm. That's good to know.
Oh, I'd love to show you my omage.
So this is wild, because earlier, I have to come clean, I was talking to my friend, and I was saying how attractive I found bone mages, and I realize now that every drawing or image I've seen of a bone mage was you. So I got to hand it to you.
Yeah, at least in the last 669 years. Yeah.
Yeah. You've got it. So
thank you.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. Do you want to see how hot I am?
No. Thank you. No. We're
good.
Okay.
Ooh, maybe could you lift up your cloak and so I can see if I can.
Now hang on. This is interesting. If Chunt melted, could he reconstitute himself because he's a shapeshifter? I'm willing to risk Chunt's life to find out.
I'm down. I love a good gamble.
Ooh, I could grow a second head, have that head take a look while my head closes its eyes?
Yeah, is it mostly your head that melts and blows up?
Well, that's the first to go.
That's okay, so yeah, it might go a little further.
Yeah, it might spread pretty quick.
You might get into your shoulders or your sternum.
I feel like I need at least one of those. Arnie, are you still thinking the mage stuff?
Oh, wait, no. Sorry, I was already packing up.
That's what happens. Everybody packs up. I'm always... The bone mage is always the last one at the party. I make everybody leave. It's so weird. I don't know what happens. I think I'm a fun hang, but by the end, everybody's gone.
Arnie, on your notepad here, you wrote minimum mage - a tiny little guy. Did you want to share that with everyone, Arnie? That's pretty good.
No, I don't know.
Share it. Arnie, it's good. And he just said... He just said he's usually the last one at a party, right?
Last one at the party. It's kind of a mage of extinction.
Minimum mage. We got to raise the minimum mage.
If you want to become a minimum mage, I guess I could do some lavender dust. Get real small.
Oh. Oh.
Who you want to get
small? I could become a minimum mage.
That might be fun, guys.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
You guys just want to get fucking loaded?
You have all that fairy dust. Let's get fucking loaded.
Let's do it.
Let's get tiny.
Ooh, that's clean. That is pure.
Yes, let's get tiny.
Ooh, I'm dancing like an asshole.
When one hears them shouting, "Let's get tiny," one has to wonder if they're talking to our listening audience. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Bone Mage was played by special guest Jacob Wysocki. Follow Jacob on Instagram and Twitter at Jacob Wysocki, and follow his YouTube channel at Jacob Wysocki 420. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Cronlid, Evie Patmore, Lauren, Alyssa Atkins, Maximilian DeMarcus. I can't be sure if Maximilian is petting a cat right now, but I have my theories. Cole Newmark, Carson Dragonfly Snyder, John Goh, Bill Fox Fritzler, Alex C. from Des Moines, Edwin, Jason Capere, Devin Schnopp, Quacky, Alexander Minozevsky, Zoe Alexandra Heyman, Jenny Klein, Philip Price, Avi, Alex Ciccone, and Corinna Fair. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the most recent meet and greet with Patreon supporters on the Patreon Discord.
Playing it again today. I think I beat all the decks, but I'm going through the challenges now. I don't know the number of hours. I would be terrified to see how many hours I put into it, but it's such a great game. It's definitely the game I've recommended the most to like everybody in the last couple of years.
Yep. I bought it for Zach Reno, and he's I think he's now in the trenches. I think my last game, because I think I was like, it doesn't get better than this. I had a Joker that turned all my face cards to gold.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then I had a Joker that ate gold cards or took the gold off of cards and then made that a multiplier. And I was just swimming in points.
It's so great when it's just the crazy chain reactions of things happen. Like the funny thing is, it's not the type of game I would think that I would really enjoy. I don't really care about poker. I've literally played probably 100 hours of this game, and I still have to sometimes remind myself, like, is a straight better than a flush and stuff like that. It's so fun and playful and weird. It's a good game.
I hope they make another one.
To hear the rest, join the Discord and to maybe even chat with the boys at their next meet and greet. If that sounds like something that will bring joy into your life, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Moby. Wait, no, Moby walked out of the theme recording session when he saw the big tureen of pâté on the craft services table. Theme by, who did we line up at the last minute? Oh yes, by Andy Poland.